Fewer homes are moving into foreclosure in the U.S., evident by yet another decline posted in 2012. NPR's Dave Mattingly has that story.
RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says foreclosure filings were down 3% last year to a level more than a third off its peak.
The big picture trend is definitely downward. Looking back now over the last 3 years, we can see that we peaked with this foreclosure crisis in 2010 with 2.9 million properties receiving foreclosure filings nationwide that year.
That number last year was lower by more than a million. Florida, Arizona, and Nevada had the nation's highest foreclosure rates despite the improvements. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Fewer Americans have filed for unemployment insurance than any other time in the last 5 years. Labor Department reveals today benefit applications dropped to 335,000 last week. The less volatile four-week average also fell. It's under 360,000. However, the job figures tend to fluctuate at the start of the year as employers lay off workers who are hired just for the holidays. Debate continues over the anti-gun violence proposals President Obama announced yesterday. The head of the National Rifle Association told CBS he has no problems with tighter background checks for gun buyers, but David Keene says the administration should pay less attention to banning certain firearms and more attention on improving the country's, quote, broken mental health system. U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow gaining 111 points. It's at 13,622. NASDAQ up 21. S&P 500 up 11. This is NPR.